Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of evolutionary voices for the quantum age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience evolutionary voices for the quantum age Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome to Radical Transformational Leadership with Dr. Monica Sharma, heard every other Tuesday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday, 6 a.m. Eastern. This is a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network production on the Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age platform. To learn more, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. Monica Sharma embodies the mindful and compassionate change agent the world needs now. In Radical Transformational Leadership, she offers us all a map for action and a clarion call to become the change we want to see. Monica Sharma's voice, based on experience and conviction, strengthens the case that leadership can be shaped with equality, freedom, and justice, rooted in the transformational power of human compassion. I invite you into this most powerful show with Dr. Monica Sharma. Welcome to Radical Transformational Leadership with Dr. Monica Sharma, heard every other Tuesday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday, 6 a.m. Eastern. This is a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network production on the Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age platform. To learn more, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. Monica Sharma embodies the mindful and compassionate change agent the world needs now. In Radical Transformational Leadership, she offers us all a map for action and a clarion call to become the change we want to see. Monica Sharma's voice, based on experience and conviction, strengthens the case that leadership can be shaped with equality, freedom, and justice, rooted in the transformational power of human compassion. I invite you into this most powerful show with Dr. Monica Sharma.
Good day. Thank you so much, Deborah, for creating this opportunity for Radical Transformational Leadership through Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and in the program Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age. I'd like to talk about what we mean by radical transformational leadership. The word radical is not a political word. The word radical comes from a mathematical term, which means the root of. So this work is about the root of who I am. Transformational, we mean something very specific. What we mean by transformational is my ability, your ability, to create enduring and equitable change, new systems and cultural norms that work for everyone universally. And what does leadership mean for us? The ability to create new futures. And we also say a leader is a person around whom other leaders grow. So radical transformational leadership is based on the source of who I am and how I create enduring and equitable change, establishing new systems and cultural norms that work for everyone, and my ability to create new futures. You will hear people who have engaged in this work and have made a huge difference. Their actions have generated results, measurable results. And they use the tools and templates that have been designed for radical transformational leadership and are in the book, Radical Transformational Leadership, by me, Monica Sharma. I'd like to share a couple of thoughts with you. What we are sharing with you in the book and in this radio program are tested strategic actions that generated results worldwide. That this methodology works for different cultures, fosters respect and diversity, and that it's multi-sector, multi-level, within organizations and in society. It levels the playing field, breaking pathological hierarchies. It's not about doing different things. It's about doing the same thing differently. It's a time saver, a huge time saver. It builds the ecosystem for change beyond the scatter of good ideas. It's about the next generation activism, where every person unfolds their full potential based on universal values of dignity for everyone, equity as a cornerstone of change, and compassion, which is the strong space of being called to act when we see suffering. These methods transcend polarization. They address the immediate systems and cultural causes, and they are able to deal with the underlying factors, the human beings that have the potential to make change. And when we don't tap into that, we don't create the futures that you and I want to see. We all do things we are capable of doing. Not that that's wrong. We engage in societal change, change in our families, in our workplace. But most of those changes are designed in a way that they address a partial aspect of our work. Today, you will hear conversations on the conscious full spectrum response. The conscious full spectrum response is the fractal for large scale change. It is the space where you and I, all our listeners and our speakers, are tapping into their full potential based on values that are universal: dignity for everyone, equity and compassion. It's about transforming those systems and doing something. So welcome to this program. And I invite you to listen to the wonderful speakers we have today.
Thank you, Monica, for that great introduction of RTL, Radical Transformational Leadership. That was Dr. Monica Sharma, who created RTL during 25 years of achieving measurable and sustainable change in more than 60 countries. Monica's work in the United Nations Development Program impacted 4.5 million people directly and another 130 million indirectly in the context of HIV and AIDS. Currently, Monica fosters emerging leaders worldwide, proactively seeking out potential leaders and enabling them to manifest their full potential. These leaders recognize the invisible patterns and systems that shape social and planetary problems, manifest sustainable and equitable change, and create new patterns that serve all of humanity. Hello, my name is Kirsten Gallo, and I stand for oneness and full potential for myself and others. And unfortunately, Dr. Monica Sharma is unable to join us for the show, and I am joined by Sudarshan Rodriguez, a longtime practitioner of RTL. Welcome, Sudarshan.
Hi. My name is Sudarshan Rodriguez, and I stand for freedom, harmony, and justice for myself and others. Thank you, Kirsten, for that wonderful introduction of Monica. There's so much more to say and know about her and her work, and you can check it out at www.radicallytransformed.org. Let me introduce you, Kirsten. Kirsten, I experience you as someone with deep reverence for all life in this planet. Kirsten takes initiative and leadership and has opened platforms for others to awaken their fullest potential. Kirsten Gallo served as the head of the National Park Service Inventory and Monitoring Division, and she has held a variety of positions in the U.S. Forest Service and the National Park Service, conducting natural resource monitoring and stewardship of public lands. She began applying RTL tools and techniques in 2009 and created platforms for leadership in 5 federal government agencies and NGOs. It is an absolute pleasure and joy of learning and working with you, Kirsten, on this series.
Thank you, Sudarshan. The pleasure is mine. And Sudarshan Rodriguez is a development professional with backgrounds in disaster management and the environment, and has been applying RTL since 2010. He's currently the CEO of RTL Works, a next-generation development consultancy and social purpose enterprise that uses and promotes RTL. Before founding RTL Works, he was the program director at Mahatma Gandhi Academy of Human Development, heading a center of the Tata Institute of Social Sciences, Mumbai, located in the state of Nagaland in India, focusing on livelihoods and social entrepreneurship. And I experience you, Sudarshan, in your unwavering commitment to the profound well-being of humanity and the planet as you work for justice on behalf of us all.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Sudarshan. It's nice to be here with you.
Likewise. My name is Sudarshan. I care about freedom, harmony, and justice. And today, I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk about RTL, Radical Transformational Leadership, a set of tools and templates that help us shift some of our most pressing problems. A basic tenet of system thinking is that systems deliver what they're designed to deliver. What we now know that our human systems, whether it's our economy, healthcare, agriculture, food systems, were not designed for health and well-being of humanity and the planet. Our food systems, for example, may maximize yield and financial profit, but it does not deliver nutritious food, and it's wreaking havoc on our physical health, soil health, and biodiversity. RTL tools give us templates, practices to create a meaningful change in the world. At its core, RTL is a way to deliver results, shift systems and mindsets that maintain the status quo so that our results endure. At the same time, we source universal values so that our new systems we put in place serve all of humanity. RTL helps us design differently. We design in a way that we both encourage new behaviors and discourage old, non-productive behaviors. If we're working to change our food systems, we discourage consumption of chemically grown foods and increased consumption of organic foods through labeling and asking grocery stores to carry locally grown foods. We identify systems and cultural shifts that are necessary to change the status quo. For example, from society's belief that chemical grown food doesn't hurt us to understanding the rise of cancer and chronic health issues in the last 30 years is related to chemically grown food. We also learn to design with the greatest vision we can hold for ourselves in mind, and then work strategically towards that impact. Kirsten, would you like to share something?
Yes, my name is Kirsten, and I care about the full potential of all humanity, and I hold reverence for all of life. In addition to designing differently, RTL helped me be different. An underlying principle of RTL is that we all have innate greatness within us, and that we can manifest that greatness in ourselves and others through our work. Even as children, we understand fairness. We understand caring. And with RTL, we can design systems that manifest health and well-being. We can design systems that are fair. But we must first hold these values in ourselves and all others. RTL is not for those who have a me or mine mindset. RTL practitioners hold reverence and work on behalf of all life. In my RTL practice, I examined my mental models and biases. Growing up, I learned to have an us-them mindset, and I constantly separated people into groups based on their differences and then compared and judged myself or the other accordingly. Or rather than listening to understand someone, I constantly evaluated their words through the lens of whether or not I agreed with them. As I identified these patterns for myself, I learned to transcend the patterns and let go of judgment so that I could hold respectful, caring, and generative conversations.
Awesome, Kirsten. Another fantastic characteristic of RTL work is that it's subject agnostic. We can use the same tools and templates to work in mental health or disaster management or environment and conservation or the justice system. It is a transdisciplinary model and template for strategic action and is robust enough to hold frameworks of different disciplines, various schools of thought. It enables to see interdependence and create synergies instead of siloing the place. Today, we are talking about using RTL in media and communication, generating new narratives, sourcing universal values. The reach and role of mass media and social media in responding to issues and setting the tone for global, nationwide, and local conversations is unparalleled. Media and communication professionals have a powerful influence on how we see the world and on the decisions we make, decisions that make the world a better place or worse. In other words, media professionals interpret the world for us. They are capable of promoting fear or disregard for others, or they can construct new social realities, generative conversations, inquiry, and inspiring action. Human beings filter information through our mental models and maps. We have biases based on our socialization. As we gain awareness of these biases, our communication can generate transformational spaces and unfold new possibilities and ways of being through mindfulness and action. When I am grounded in universal values, we have worldviews and mental maps that allow us to see extraordinary results produced by ordinary people. It gives us courage to see and face what is present. And with the RTL tools and templates, it enables us to create new patterns for ourselves and others that apply to each and every one of us, no one left behind. Kirsten, I remember you mentioning people's distrust in news and media. Would you like to elaborate?
Sure. In the US, we are living in an era of fake news, false or misleading information that's presented as news. And it often has the aim of damaging the reputation of a person or entity, spreading disinformation to influence public opinion or obscure the truth, or to make money through advertising revenue. An article published in the journal Science in 2018 analyzed every major contested news story written in English and published on Twitter, nearly 126,000 stories tweeted by 3 million users over more than 10 years. And they found that the truth simply cannot compete with hoax and with rumor. By every metric that we evaluate news, disinformation consistently dominates the truth, truth in quotes, on Twitter. And the study found that fake news and false rumors reach more people, penetrate deeper into the social network, and spread much faster than accurate stories. We also are generally bad at distinguishing fake news from real news. As a result, people are becoming less trusting in general and are more likely to place an exaggerated level of trust in sources whose views echo their own. If these trends continue, our ability to conduct reasoned debate with those whose views differ from our own will become rarer and more difficult. There will be a shrinking pool of facts on which the ideological extremes will be prepared to agree, and a growing sense among the skeptical that debate is pointless because everything is ultimately a matter of opinion. Thomas Jefferson said that an informed citizenry is at the heart of democracy, and there's never been a more important time to have accurate information available to people. The question becomes, how do we create a culture of news reporting that is accountable for reporting accurate information and takes responsibility for promoting dignity and upholding fairness?
Yes, Kirsten, so true and relevant today. Today, we will hear from media professional Daljeet Wadhwa, who leads a media school designed to promote accountability and responsibility in media by training media specialists to create media products that are factually accurate, grounded in universal values such as dignity, equity, and compassion. When communication and media professionals journey through their own leadership development based on universal values they stand for, they see invisible patterns They generate new conversations and inquiry for human potential for an equitable and thriving planet. They take responsibility for the content they create. Kirsten, what is accountability and responsibility for you?
In radical transformational leadership, and for me, they are different. Accountability is an agreement for someone to complete specific tasks. For example, journalists are accountable for creating news stories or articles. You and I, Sudarshan, are accountable for creating a few episodes of this radio show. Responsibility is a declaration of having power or influence in the matter, being part of the solution. You can't make someone be responsible. It can only be taken for oneself. So back to our example. We are accountable for recording a few radio shows, but we can choose to also take responsibility for the state of the world and our cultural narratives by speaking to the greatness in ourselves and others, by lifting up the phenomenal work of Daljeet as she transforms media, and inspire others to take responsibility and action in their sphere of influence. We shift our culture one conversation, one action at a time. And we are demonstrating our profound caring for the world in this radio show. We'll be right back after this break.
We live in a world battling for peace, threatened with violence and inequality, being justified as both means and ends, sometimes disguised, packaged, and branded differently. This self-destructive worldview is dominated and backed by spurious arguments for leadership based on the idea of supremacy of race, religion, culture, or of money. Monica's counter, a perspective drawn from contemporary idiom, is based on experience and conviction. It shows that leadership can be shaped with equality, freedom, justice, and where means and ends are rooted in the transformatory power of human compassion. Let's explore this transformatory power of human compassion together. Join us for the program with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every other Tuesday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday at 6 a.m. Eastern. Share this information widely. Enroll people who want to make a difference. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network hosts many programs that unite humanity, sourcing our love. Are you a game changer? Do you care about creating a vibrant future for humanity planet? If you care, you'll choose to engage in strategic actions in order to transform the realities of today for generating a thriving planet. Find out how you can do this. Read the book Radical Transformational Leadership by Dr. Monica Sharma. This book is a systemic exploration of how to work with and transform the interlocking circumstances contributing to the complex problems we're facing. There's a chance of achieving a world that manifests peace, equity, and well-being for everyone. And this work offers the readers the creative ways and means of contributing to such a world-changing agenda. Are you satisfied with the world as it is today? If you're not satisfied, join us for programs to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma. It's open to all changemakers wanting to generate equitable and sustainable results for well-being. Find out more about programs at www.radicallytransform.org. Everyone has the potential to be a leader, a person who creates a new future through actions in society, at home, and at work. In this program, you'll discover pathways for unleashing our human potential to create new futures through strategic action. Find out more about programs at www.radicallytransform.org. We need new leadership capacities to face the challenges of today's world. To think differently, design strategically, and act on principles with accountability and generate results. These new capacities must be able to align principles, purpose, and practice to build a better world. Again, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma. Find out more about programs at www.radicallytransform.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Today, we are speaking with Daljeet Wadhwa, who is creating a new breed of ethical media and communication professionals who are not only accountable, but also responsible for the content they deliver. Daljeet is the head of the Sri Aurobindo Center for Arts and Communication, a prestigious media institute in New Delhi, India. And the aim of the center is to shape generations of media professionals who think creatively, work consciously through authentic and responsible communication, and find a deep sense of their inner purpose. Daljeet manifests courage, sincerity, and compassion for herself and others through her work. Welcome, Daljeet. What are the most significant contributions you made working as a radical transformational leader?
Thank you, Kristen.
If you would, Daljeet, what are the most significant contributions you've made working as a radical transformational leader?
So when I was working as a media practitioner, I was disturbed by the media content that was unethical, irresponsible, and felt that authenticity was missing. I felt the burning need for a meaningful media school that can produce a new crop of responsible media professionals. I started Sri Aurobindo Center for Arts and Communication with a vision to make a paradigm shift in the current media landscape. But our achievements were scattered. As a head of the institute, I was struggling to make our students understand the value of potential each one of us hold within us. With RTL's structured format of conscious full spectrum response model and transformational results gen, I got tools to restructure SECAC's curriculum and pedagogy, and the outcome and impact got very clear to me. By practicing the RTL tool, I have observed an immense change in my own dealing with my team members and students, creating the platform to foster the leadership in my team. 4 years ago, I had organized Monica's two-day RTL workshop with all the students, admin, and faculty member, and everyone received that workshop with immense enthusiasm. As a result of these sessions, my team have started practicing deep listening, and they continue to show a sense of responsibility in their interactions. They give feedback with the purpose of growth and not to shift blame on the others, but focus on conversations for results.
What challenges were you addressing, Daljeet? What results have you delivered?
Media is the most powerful tool to shape the society, and it's not playing its true role. The current media landscape is no longer addressing the need of masses. Controlled and manipulated by the corporations and those in the positions of power, media is no longer fulfilling its purpose of providing authentic information to the people. They take no responsibility and accountability for the authenticity of the content they disseminate. And unjust media cannot bring substantial change and transform conversation to realize society's full potential. Because of all these factors, I felt that majority of media practitioners around me were not conscious and aware of the damaging impact produced by such media content on individual and society at large, or they choose to ignore the harmful influences of unethical media. I felt the need for media professionals who must inquire deeply for facts before sharing content, and the content that upholds value like dignity, courage, justice, and equality, as well as create generative conversations. This led to the foundation of SECAC, a media institute aimed at addressing all these concerns. I had clarity in my mind that our curriculum is not going to impart just technical and functional knowledge to students. Our students should begin their journey with self-inquiry and will have the courage to question the status quo and disempowering norms for people and planet. They need to create content based on truth, integrity, and authenticity. The main inspiration for me was to promote a pedagogy that compels our students to engage with society, its issue, and not merely sit comfortably in classrooms and studios, understanding the issues from the distance. I started building a pool of artists, media practitioners, and academics. Those were having the same aspiration. And today, each of my school has an exceptional faculty with great knowledge, talent, and care about making a difference to society and students. As a result of these efforts, our students endeavor to bring forward the voice of the marginalized communities for a more just and equal world, producing more authentic and meaningful content.
Fantastic. How did your work shift pattern and norms?
At SACAC, we position ourselves as an institute creating a paradigm shift in media. Along with the faculty, I worked on the curriculum to address media challenges and created unique school of photography, filmmaking, advertising, and digital marketing and music production. At SACAC, most of our courses break new grounds. Our education de-glamorizes and demystifies media and art while raising awareness regarding important social, political, and cultural issues. I have a photography course where students are working on socially relevant subjects and creating a meaningful body of work which generates the new conversation around socially relevant issues like environmental, ecological disasters, political and religious conflict, socioeconomic disparity, agriculture distress, gender and LGBTQ issues, displacement and migrations. I would also like to share RTL experience from one of our students. RTL helps people navigate through their professional challenges, but to see how our students imbibe learning from RTL to their personal experiences and challenges is in itself a breakthrough. I would like to talk about one of our students' personal journey with RTL. She shared with us Priyanka's RTL experience. Quote, RTL is helping me come to terms with my grief. An unforeseen loss comes with its own baggage of immense regret. I used to look back and find myself constantly lacking. If only I had known, I would be better than I was. If only I had expressed myself in a better way, is the subconscious background conversation I live with. I understand the potential to be one's best self is innate within all of us, but most of us let it stagnate until the need of the hour. Since RTL functions in the now, its tools help me introspect myself in the present and the work towards my better self every day. I'm learning how to mindfully communicate. I don't just hear, but I listen now. I speak with a purpose. It is not a one-time learning, but an everyday effort to push my own boundaries of comforts. Learning through RTL have made me realize and acknowledge that every conversation and every participant to that conversation matters. My vocabulary for interaction of any kind is no longer polarizing one. I continue to practice RTL tools in my everyday interaction with myself and others because I like the person I am becoming because of it. Unquote. One of our faculty member who attended RTL workshop also shared his experience with us. And I quote, RTL tools have enabled me to break away from the traditional pedagogy rooted in knowledge providers and knowledge gainers paradigm and thereby pave the way for interactional and dialogical oriented modes of knowledge transactions, which, needless to say, are more inclusive, human, and forward-looking.
Wow. Every conversation matters. Every person in every conversation matters. what a different world it would be if we all interacted, spoke, and wrote this way and dropped polarizing language. Daljeet, what do you do differently in your current engagement because of this work?
Now, in the year 2017, I attended Monica's workshop on radical transformational leadership at Auroville. After that, I completed all three stages and started practicing the tools and templates. My relationship with my immediate team and heads of other projects has improved drastically. As the head of the institute, I generally receive more problems than solutions in my day-to-day work. But my overall approach to dealing with such issues has changed after I started applying the RTL tools and templates. RTL tools have given me very structured, humanistic, and scientific solution to such problems. It taught me that if I am aware of the principles and universal values of my project, and if I am clear about the culture, systems, and norms that I want to shift through this project, then my whole approach changes. I started looking for solutions rather than focusing on problems. The CFSR tools and templates goes beyond the problem-solving mindset. It helps realize full potential of students, faculty, staff, and the organizations as whole. We have begun the process of integrating RTL in our coursework for all the students at SECAC. We are creating RTL media chapter where our students, whether they are learning filmmaking, photography, or working on advertising campaigns, use this medium to address relevant issues in the society, sourcing inner capacity and universal values to shift systems and norms. To achieve that, I work with Monica and Sudarshan to integrate RTL tools and template in the ongoing curriculum of our advertising and digital marketing course. All of us met the faculty members individually to explain RTL and discuss their expectation and needs. Our faculty addressed questions such as what they stand for and what kind of shift in media landscape do they envision. Instead of imposing RTL tools and templates, we encouraged everyone to synthesize RTL tools with each module. The openness and acceptance of the faculty to use RTL was overwhelming and inspiring. They happily took the responsibility to design the new curriculum, integrating RTL tools and templates for media under the mentorship of Monica. After looking at success of RTL tools integration in the first batch of advertising, we are optimistic about blending it to the other courses of the institution. Thank you.
Thank you, Daljeet. What a beautiful example of co-creation and how to go ahead with working with others in an organization to co-create. In summary, what would you like to share?
I strongly feel that each human being has a compassionate heart, and we all seek joy and happiness in our personal lives and in our communities. Many a times, this inner capacity remains latent in us. RTL tools help us to understand ourselves, awaken this latent potential we all are carrying within us, and give us a very scientific, structured, and innovative ways to design our projects, implement our hopes, and achieve the results of the transformative society. Even now, whenever RTL course is happening in the institution, I ensure to sit in most of the sessions with my students and attend them as a practitioner coach and participants. It is not a one-time thing, but a lifelong learning with RTL for me, as every session of RTL provides new perspectives and understanding to me. It's also leading by example, so the students can observe that I still imbibe the values and learning of RTL for my personal and professional growth.
Wow, Daljeet, I really experienced that you are embodying the humility of wisdom rather than the arrogance of knowledge.
We'll be right back after this break. Thank you.
you a game changer? Do you care about creating a vibrant future for humanity planet? If you care, you'll choose to engage in strategic actions in order to transform the realities of today for generating a thriving planet. Find out how you can do this. Read the book, Radical Transformational Leadership, by Dr. Monica Sharma. This book is a systemic exploration of how to work with and transform the interlocking circumstances contributing to the complex problems we're facing. There's a chance of achieving a world that manifests peace, equity, and well-being for everyone. And this work offers the readers the creative ways and means of contributing to such a world-changing agenda. We live in a world battling for peace, threatened with violence and inequality, being justified as both means and ends, sometimes disguised, packaged, and branded differently. This self-destructive worldview is dominated and backed by spurious arguments for leadership based on the idea of supremacy of race, religion, culture, or of money. Monica's counter, a perspective drawn from contemporary idiom, is based on experience and conviction. It shows that leadership can be shaped with equality, freedom, justice, and where means and ends are rooted in the transformatory power of human compassion. Let's explore this transformatory power of human compassion together. Join us for the program with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every other Tuesday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday at 6 a.m. Eastern. Share this information widely. Enroll people who want to make a difference. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network hosts many programs that unite humanity, sourcing our love. Are you satisfied with the world as it is today? If you're not satisfied, join us for programs to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma. It's open to all changemakers wanting to generate equitable and sustainable results for well-being. Find out more about programs at www.radicallytransform.org. Everyone has the potential to be a leader, a person who creates a new future through actions in society, at home, and at work. In this program, you'll discover pathways for unleashing our human potential to create new futures through strategic action. Find out more about programs at www.radicallytransform.org. We need new leadership capacities to face the challenges of today's world, to think differently, design strategically, and act on principles with accountability and generate results. These new capacities must be able to align principles, purpose, and practice to build a better world. Again, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma. Find out more about programs at www.radicallytransform.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back. Raljeet, you mentioned earlier that with one of your students that there are both personal transformations that occur as well as professional transformation, and that that could contribute to social and planetary transformation. Will you speak about that more?
Sure. I understand myself better now, which has helped me to understand other people. I have learned to listen to others deeply and speak responsibly. I have become aware of my background conversations. I don't allow my preconceived notions colored my judgment before the interaction takes place. I'm more self-aware and conscious of the trap of social profiling in myself and around me. As a leader, I encourage and foster leadership in others. I thoroughly enjoy designing new projects using my full potential and work towards the impact of the project by having great clarity at the design stage itself through CFSR model. Even in an initial stage, I am able to envision and manifest the outcome through the powerful project designing tools of RTL. I'm more aware and conscious of my actions as RTL has made me kinder towards others and myself.
Beautiful. And would you give one or two examples linking it explicitly as a response to any of the three challenges in the world, inequity, exclusionary identity, and the economic financial systems of today?
Media is a reflection of our lives. SECAG students use the medium of photography, filmmaking, campaign planning to produce meaningful works on issues like displacement, gender, and caste issues that address the inequality in the society. Students' graduate projects, films, their media solutions address most of the aforementioned topics. RTL has provided the student with psychological imagination and ethical compass, and to guide them and nurture their potential to play a significant role in culturally influenced arenas such as media and communication based on universal values.
You are clearly, Daljeet, on the cutting edge of shifting media in India and the world. What ideas do you have for how we can support you and other journalists, other media professionals who are courageously making meaningful change in the world?
So my faculty, most of them are practitioners, and they practice in journalism, filmmaking, photography. They are shifting the norms, and there is always risk when you raise such voices. We as institute support them. I support students when they come with such ideas, which is like challenging and risk-taking. As an institute, we support them. I also get support as an institute, like from Monica, fundraisers, our board members, and even the faculty. Those are aware that, like, we are doing something that is not happening in most of the media schools. So they also support us. So in this way, I think I am also receiving a lot of support. And similarly, I am also providing support to risk takers.
So one of the quotes from you, Daljeet, that I will remember is that you said that RTL tools help us understand ourselves, awaken these latent potentials that we are all carrying within us, and give us a scientific, structured, and innovative way to design our projects, implement our hopes, and achieve the results of a transformative society. I love the possibility held in that statement, and I'm very grateful that you have stepped up in such a powerful and important way to create a new kind of dialogue in society based on such profound respect for everyone. Rigoberta Menchú Túm is a native Guatemalan human rights activist and Nobel Peace Prize laureate. And she said, "Peace cannot exist without justice. Justice cannot exist without fairness. Fairness cannot exist without development. Development cannot exist without democracy. Democracy cannot exist without the respect for the identity and worth of cultures and peoples." And this is what I see you creating, Daljeet, through the Sri Aurobindo Center for Arts and Communication. By embodying universal values and promoting accountability and responsibility in your media students, you are creating the culture for peace, justice, fairness, and human empowerment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Sudarshan, for this opportunity to share my work. And thank you, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Thank you, Jyoti. A pleasure and an honor to have you join us.
So ultimately, as I see it, Daljeet's responsible journalists will be creating new narratives and generative conversations, which means that the journalists will source their universal values for all and generate inquiry to shift unworkable systems and norms. So instead of promoting fear through their stories, they can promote possibility and our full potential as human beings and humanity. And these new narratives could promote unity rather than separation or marginalization.
Yes, absolutely, Kirsten. In the RTL book, Monica writes, "What we see is what we write and say, which informs our societal narrative. What are the generative conversations and new narratives we need to inspire a paradigm shift? To generate new narratives, we need to take off our blinders or lenses and open up our compassionate hearts and minds. We must be able to distinguish the ways in which stories are currently told from the narratives that generate paradigm shifts. in organizations, we all write documents and we all write best practices for our work, projects, and initiatives. These are important, but they're insufficient building blocks for a paradigm shift. What are some of the characteristics of new narratives or generative conversations? First and foremost, it is the CFSR model, the conscious full spectrum model, meaning it solves a problem, shifts a system and a norm, and sources universal values. We create new narratives by sharing what inspires us. We are explicit about universal values that underpin the story, as well as the systems and cultural norms that are being shifted. New narratives enable and inspire people to step into their greatness and connect to their inner potential. It provides everyone the opportunity to commit to action based on what they stand for. It uses the language that is discerning rather than judging or polarizing. It stimulates and creates spaces of inquiry, reflection, and action, all sourced in universal values. It magnifies the good, makes visible what is invisible, and is able to simplify and demystify the complex. New narratives bring out actual voices and experience of all rather than interpretation and assumptions. It inspires people to commit to actions and create their own contribution to the outcome. It normalizes everyday superheroes, change makers, principal risk takers, who are all sourcing universal values to shift culture and norms. In summary, in today's context, the new narrative, generative conversations for the paradigm shift means equitable and enduring well-being and dignity for all human beings and a thriving planet. Kristen, let's close with a new learning from the RTL book.
In the book, there is information about fallacies in our previous knowing and understanding and what our new learnings are. So the fallacy is that because media professionals are trained and skilled, they should always write facts from a neutral point of view. Similarly, with advertising, marketing professionals should be creative about promoting products and services for which they have been hired, regardless of the consequences for people or the planet. They have to deliver what their audience wants. We falsely believe that leadership development and universal values have nothing to do with journalists and other media professionals. The new learning is that media professionals need to report facts, and their universal values of dignity, equity, and compassion are essential for every human being to manifest their full potential, including media professionals. What they see influences how they choose to lead their lives and what they report, write, and document, which in turn shapes the mindsets of people and the trajectory of humanity and our planet. Transformational stewardship development is of paramount importance for media professionals. Responsible media and advertising is critical for a thriving humanity and planet. What we discovered through our conversation today is that the universal values of dignity, equity, and compassion are essential for every human being to manifest their full potential, including media professionals. Expression of these values can be evident in reporting facts accurately. What journalists see influences how they report, write, and document, which in turn shapes the mindsets and the trajectory of the future of humanity and our planet. Transformational stewardship development is of paramount importance for media professionals. Responsible media and advertising is critical for a thriving humanity and planet. And responsible citizens hold media and others in power accountable. Thank you all for listening and for taking responsibility and action toward a world founded in dignity, equity, and compassion.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.